Nap time.
An afternoon nap isn't what Kobe has in mind.
It's not playtime, it's bedtime.
Instead, lying on his back in his crib, the nine-month-old is full of energy. His mother, Christina Casey, is happy to postpone the nap.
He's amazing. He's developing good. He's talking like crazy. He says, Mama, Bubba, Nana.
And that is a big relief.
Okay, buddy.
We first met Christina in January, just after Kobe was born at St. Joseph's Healthcare in Hamilton. She had left behind a life on the streets that included illicit opioids and an abusive boyfriend.
I was probably doing quite a few pills in a day, because you would crush them and sniff them, right? So I was doing about 10 a day. So I was pretty messed up. Wasn't myself, that's for sure.
During her pregnancy, she was on a methadone maintenance program. Kobe was exposed to the methadone in his mother's womb and developed a condition called neonatal abstinence syndrome. Not long after being born, he was already having withdrawal symptoms. Sarah Simpson is a social worker at the hospital.
Kobe had quite a high-pitched cry. He was not settling easily at all. His temperature was higher than it should have been. He was quite jittery.
I feel horrible about it, but at the same time, the hospital and everyone's made me feel really good. Like, they're helping him. He's getting the help he needs.
Some of that help involves gradually weaning Kobe off the methadone with tiny doses of morphine. Treating one opioid with another sounds counterintuitive, but it is standard practice.
Hey, baby, eyes are open.
And to make sure he had the best chance for a healthy life, Kobe spent most of the time bonding with his mother in a room of their own, away from the noises of a busy neonatal intensive care unit.
I know.
The so-called Rooming In initiative was pioneered at the BC Women's Hospital in Vancouver in 2003. Dr. Ron Abrahams is a co-founder.
There is a fentanyl crisis happening, particularly in BC, but it's happening across Canada. And that really illustrates how important it is for us to address this crisis, not by separating the mothers and babies, but by supporting them in their journey back into the community with their babies.
He says the program saves money because it avoids admitting babies like Kobe to the neonatal intensive care unit, and it gets mom and baby home sooner.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
We met Christina again in March for Kobe's first medical checkup. Babies born exposed to opioids can have developmental delays.
If you put a toy in his hand, will he hold on to it?
So the doctor checks his motor skills. He's weighed and measured too, and in the end gets the all clear from the pediatrician.
There's a school close, so it's not far to take him to school when he starts.
Earlier this month, Christina had settled into a new home. She says the methadone program will end by the new year and hopes to complete her high school education.
Just look back to your last 9 months this year. Did you think you'd be here at this point?
I guess it was kind of scary, but exciting at the same time to see where I will be, what will happen then. Now that I'm here, I love it. I'm happy, and like I said, I wouldn't go back.
Timing it down.
While there's always a risk that babies like Kobe may experience some kind of delays as they grow up, his mother chooses to focus on the healthy, happy child she has now. Cass Roosey, CBC News, Hamilton.